Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shamree.
I'm Jean.
All right. The world's fucking losing their minds.
They are.
Here in Idaho Falls, we've hit a bit of a panic. I guess. I can't leave my house, so.
You see, you were quarantined before everybody else was quarantined.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't quarantined like that. She was quarantined
Corona
because
ain't gonna
black
get
eyes
me.
Got Shamree. Yeah.
Yeah, Corona's not going to get me.
No.
Well,
unless, you know.
Unless I leave, and that's not going to happen because I can't for a whole other month.
I'm pretty sure I don't have it, so.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So, yeah, schools are closing and panic's ensuing.
Yeah, here in Idaho, we have the restaurants are closing. Here in Idaho Falls, restaurants are closing the doors to the public. You just can't go eat in there. If you, like, order your food, you can. Some restaurants are still doing, like, they'll hand it to you through the door.
Yeah.
Like, secret style.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some places that are doing that. And then Uber and all those places are doing, like, a leave it. Like, they'll drop it at the door and bounce so that you don't have to interact with them.
Oh.
So that's another thing. I got toilet paper for, like, $10 a roll. You know.
I did not go, you know, when it started and the whole, everybody was going toilet paper, I just
well, they
grabbed
still are.
One, I have two extras and I'm not going to panic.
Why is people, I don't understand the toilet paper and no one's willing to explain it to me.
So well, and I asked Daniel, exactly, I asked Daniel, I was like, can
why?
You give me the toilet paper casserole recipe? We can't eat the fucking stuff.
What
if you
want to
go ahead and hoard something, bring me rice, bring me beans, bring me elbow macaroni and some shit
right.
that I could, some canned goods.
Well, and like, that's
to
another
use the
thing,
paper,
too. And
you
like,
know?
My husband said that, like, there was a bunch of, like, lunch meat and stuff.
Uh huh.
You guys are doing it all wrong. Are we losing power? Does Corona take out the power?
I don't know. I have the feeling.
Like, I want a sandwich. I'm not going to be stuck on rice and beans if I got electricity. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
Like, I love a good sandwich, though, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And so, oh, and we didn't do an episode on Sunday. Because my baby wasn't, well, my babies were not done being sick.
Mm-hmm.
And my eldest child almost had the corona, but she didn't.
It had nothing to do with corona, by the way. Yeah.
Who knows?
No, people are already scared.
It's fine.
It was not.
Yeah, my kids had the first case in Idaho Falls. We just didn't report it and went to the hospital.
I can't believe she's...
No, she had ammonia in her right lung, the poor sweet little devil.
Mm-hmm.
And my littlest one still had a caca cough. And then my husband got sick, so the whole world literally did stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got sick.
You're like, oh, thanks,
and
guys.
So, my life for the past week, I'm here. And so, that's really all that I can say.
I'm so very
the
glad,
world's lost
though,
it, though.
That she's better. Because that is so scary to
oh
watch
my God.
Your child.
Like, you guys have
that.
No idea. I thought my kid was literally going to die in front of me. Like, my mother, if my mom didn't make it to my house as quick as she did and didn't take me as seriously as she did, I would have had to call the ambulance
because
I was freaking the fuck out. Like, I've never seen her in 6 years of life breathe like that. And like, she wouldn't stay awake and talk to me. Like, she would open her eyes and she would say a couple things
lethargic
and she, yeah
mm-hmm.
and she kept going back to sleep.
Woo!
And like, I would, oh my Honey. God, dude, I was losing my mind.
Did you jump in the truck and go with your mom? And
no, I couldn't.
Oh,
because I well, yeah, but I think I make it worse because I get so emotional about it. So like, I'm really good at comforting them, but then I have to walk away. But they always know that I'm walking away to like mentally break the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to do that to them.
Yeah.
I don't like her to feel like she has to take care of me. Like, girl, you're sick. Go be sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. So literally, she slept for like 18 hours straight one day.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yo, dude, it was insane. So we didn't do the podcast, obviously.
No, family first. Family first,
so,
and I think people should be safe.
And it's crazy that I don't even have... I feel bad because I didn't even take this time to, like, build up on stories or anything. But, like, I really couldn't because, like, they wanted to play the game on the phone and watch the laptop. And I was like, you get to do whatever you want, sweet little baby child. You just do whatever makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, we're coming at you today. And then, I guess, Jean might go get Corona.
I am not going to go get Corona.
We don't know. She's going to probably go to Utah, which I think is scarier than shit. She's good, though. She's brave. She's brave. So, we're going to do Double Down today. Oh. Spend some time together and have a good ball. But the thing I'm going to tell you guys about first is we're going to post this one first, and then we'll post one on Sunday. And then I promise in between this time and next Tuesday, we'll have some legit shit.
Yeah.
So.
It's been kind of weird. I see.
It's fine. The world's ending anyway.
It's not ending.
Dude, people are losing their minds. And this first little thing I'm going to tell you guys about kind of just shows that, like, the world's a piece of shit. And it's fucked up, and I just don't agree. So, in Pocatello, Idaho, and that's like, Pocatello's like 45 minutes away from here.
Yeah, if you're, well, if you're driving.
Well, no, I'm speedy, so if I'm driving, we'll be fucking.
Oh, that's true, huh? Yeah, you made it up north in, what, 6 hours, and it's supposed to take 7?
Yeah, like, I'm good. But, like, so it's not that far away, okay? This sweet lady, this 40-year-old, Babette?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Babette. Who was an avid cyclist, fucking was involved in a hit and run on her bike, okay?
So she was doing her routine?
She was doing her routine. She was hit on her bike, and she was knocked down into a ravine. Her family reported her missing.
Oh, that's why she wasn't seen right away.
Yeah.
Because she went
she
down
was
there.
In the ravine. Oh, yeah. Honey. So whoever hit this sweet lady that was just out riding her bike, this piece of shit didn't even bother to call and say, hey, I saw a body, nothing. They didn't do shit. No one has done anything. So the Pocatello Police Department is asking for people to let them know if they know anything about this. They do believe that she was hit by the vehicle while traveling in the same direction. And her body was found Monday afternoon west of Parks Road in Pocatello, like I said before. They said they're asking for any information about the accident, whether you think you've seen something, heard something, or know something, to contact the Idaho State Police or the Bannock County Sheriff's Office. They are also asking for help in locating between 1997 and 2003, a green Ford pickup or Chevy with a right arm door damage that may have been in the area Friday evening when she was hit. So if you know anything from Pocatello or anything like that.
They didn't even stop. They were just so scared because you were probably drunk. You wanted to save your driver's license. Well, good.
Well, and I'm not sure exactly where this road is. Buskin Road. I'm not 100%.
Buskin Road.
It's on the outskirts of Pocatello.
Mm-hmm.
So, for one, she went out of her way to go and cycle somewhere.
There's a lot of foothills over there.
Yeah, where she assumes that she's going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
She's an avid bicyclist.
She's probably done that route 30 times.
Yeah, or more.
Oh, honey.
I mean, you know. So, some piece of shit, and we'll post her picture too. Some asshole out there just hit her and left her. And
40 years old, that's my age.
Yep, and didn't do anything. And her family reported her missing on Monday, and her body was found Monday afternoon. So, I mean, they thank God they didn't have to wait long for answers, but it's the worst thing that could ever possibly happen to you. So, okay, anybody with any information can contact Detective Philip Nickel at his office, and his number is 208-236-7135. And that is Detective Philip Nickel. Or you can call the Bonneville County Sheriff's Dispatch at 208-236-7111. If you guys know anybody or
information.
Yeah. And someone out there already knows who did it.
Even if you think.
You already know who did it. You know what I mean? There's someone out there that you rolled up on and was like, oh, this something does not appear right here and your vehicle is damaged, sir.
Well, and the person that hit her, I mean, she's gone.
Yeah. Like, you killed a person and left her there. And who knows, if you would have called and said, like, oh, I saw this happen, send help, I'm anonymous, and hung up like a douchebag, she could have been alive.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been the fact that you did nothing that killed her. So this poor sweet lady died, and it's just super sad. So that's one of the things that's happened.
Yeah.
In this crazy fucking town. Dude, Idaho's losing their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but...
Well, I think it's just everybody.
I think it is, too. My sister, like, she lives in California, and she said it's pretty crazy in California. My little brother lives in Germany.
It's
pretty fucking nuts over there.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, who's in jail, thinks it's hilarious that he's in, like, the safest place. And I'm like, you're not. Whatever. But I guess if they don't take in any more inmates... Because, I mean, it could come to that, where they're like, we're just not. House them somewhere else, you know?
Well, I mean, it's just this vibe. It's this feeling that's in the air of worry. Going to Maverick for your pop today. Going to Smith's. Going to
You were
Walmart.
Scared to go get my pop and
no,
you still did
No,
it?
I'm saying when you're walking in and you know you can feel...
Oh, like everybody's
You can feel
panic.
Something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would cough just to cough.
Crazy.
Just to start tripping people out.
I have been a
coughing.
Dick because there was some folks with masks on from the east. And I followed them around because I cough naturally, so not very long.
Right.
Jeremy told me that once.
It's just too.
But
much.
It's in the air. It's thick. My brother called me and he was almost in tears because he was like, it's palpable. You can feel it. Everyone's scared. Everyone's panicking. And just like we were discussing before, we don't need to stock up on stuff. Why do you need, when have you ever put 7 packages of toilet paper in your cart?
Why
is this normal now?
I don't know why I had to bring that back up. I'm just not even, it's horrible. And people, like, you're not dying. Like, there are people that are dying. Do mm-hmm. not get me wrong. There are people that are dying from this. But, like, a lot of the people aren't. A lot of the people that have it are like, dude, you just have a really shitty flu. Like, it's super shitty. But, like, I'm just chilling at home for, I think they said, like, 3 weeks. So, I don't know. Hopefully none of you guys get the corona.
Well, and but, if you do, I mean, get better.
Right?
Because people have survived. Right. They're not, you know,
All
it's
I'm
not
saying
killing
is Lori
everybody.
Bella was right.
She's not. I refuse.
Right.
No. No.
Was right.
She is absolutely not right.
She's
no.
not a son.
No. The only I thing that she was able to do since nobody will bond her out is the judge moved.
Oh,
which
no,
she owed me $20, by the way. It got extended.
Not yet.
Not because of the court.
Not yet.
He recused himself.
Not yet.
It's going to take 2 more weeks
Doesn't
to find
matter.
A judge.
It hasn't happened yet. It still has to happen tomorrow. And it is going to happen. She will postpone it.
Aren't you? Because they're supposed to be in court, what, Friday, Thursday?
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's supposed to start tomorrow.
Everyone's distracted.
Well, no, because even my brother's sentencing got pushed back because of corona. So that's already an automatic, so you don't win because you didn't determine a natural.
That's going to devastate a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because won't they limit how many people can go into the courtroom?
Yeah.
In theory?
Well, everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they just casted it and told everybody to stay the fuck out and it's just them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which they probably should have done in the first place.
I would have. That's what I would do. But...
We're not in charge.
Weren't you? Because this would be over and done with. Smack her, ask her, and get on with it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Move on. torture a bitch and get on with your day.
But the side note of and we kind of got off on that because it's easy because everybody's talking about it, but it's the fear. So whether that person was drunk and didn't want to report her missing, I mean, it's kind of affecting people getting crazy out there.
Everybody's crazy. Everybody's crazy. I should have wrote down that dude's name just like 2 seconds ago.
What was her name again? Bobette?
Yes.
Bobette?
Wilhelm.
Oh, Wilhelm?
Bobette Wilhelm from Pocatello, Idaho.
Well, condolences to your family. This was yesterday?
That's horrible. Yeah. I believe so. And that was Friday evening. Like, God, I just...
Yeah, what if she was out there? She.
Yeah, what if she just needed help? And you were just a piece of shit? And, like, I don't give a fuck what your excuse is. You're a piece of shit.
Well, I hope she didn't have to.
No, you hope to God she wasn't out there suffering that whole fucking time.
Because, I mean, I watched this one Survivor thing, and she, when she fell, she broke, like, both of her hips. So, basically, her legs were off her hips. And she survived, but she was out there 3 days, I think. Two, 3 days. I can't even imagine what goes through your head. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Like, it's horrible.
Even if you do something wrong, you still have to man up and do it. Yeah.
And the storms that have come through?
Yeah. That man should have pulled over, called 911 right now. I don't care if your blood alcohol content was 908.12, or your girlfriend was in the car, or you didn't want your wife to know about, you know. Who gives a fuck? Right. That lady died.
That's super sad. It's super, super sad. No one deserves to die like that. So hopefully, people that know about it do the right thing.
I hope so.
So hopefully we can come back with an update on that, that someone's been arrested for that. But, okay, so the story we're actually going to talk about today is a show called Murdered by Morning. We're going to talk about Seasons 1, Episode 8. It's called Murder in the Heartland. We're going to go back to September 26th in 1997. Kelly Eckhart, she's the firstborn in her family. She's 18 years old. She's a Franklin College student. Well, on this night, she was working at the local Walmart in Franklin. The Walmart here in this story is like the local hang. Like, if you're anybody and anybody back in 1997.
What was the town again?
Franklin.
Franklin?
Mm-hmm. That's in Indianapolis, I believe.
Well, you know,
it's just a sweet, dude, it looks like a cute, sweet little town. Like, yeah. It's just adorable. Like, they have like a Walmart, and that's like
the cool place ticket to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I miss Walmart. I won't say the girl I work with, because I don't know if I can, but I'll just say T. She messaged me this morning and, like, literally made my heart smile. And so it brought me much joy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was super sweet. She said she missed me and that she was, like, listening to podcasts and, like, missed me. And she'll listen to this and so she'll know, bitch, I miss you too. And Robin's coming back and, like, but she's going to come see me, hopefully. Oh my God, I guess I should message her. I don't even know. Is Australia going to release my friend? Who knows?
Mm.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Now I must message Robin.
Yeah, long is this in effect that we can't have gatherings over with more than what you... What 10? Did you say, 10 people?
Yeah, 10 people. That's your limit. Great. So back in 1997, that was not your limit. You could go kick it at this Walmart. And everybody who's anybody kicked it at the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she worked this night. And before she left home to go home, her boyfriend and the boyfriend's mother were in the Walmart shopping together. And
while she was working?
Yeah. And then she got off and shopped with them.
Sure.
For a little while. And then the boyfriend, when they left the store, the boyfriend walks her to her vehicle.
Oh, good job. Says goodnight. Yeah.
He goes back, gets in the car with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my window's open. vehicles are driving by, and goes home.
What a gentleman. Open the door.
And she lived to her rural home in Boggstown.
Indiana?
Is where she lived and disappeared. So,
I guess there's a lot of really small towns, like First Shelley towns in Indiana.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Indiana looks adorable. Okay, so her car was abandoned halfway between the store and her house. And her driver's side window is down enough to where it looks like she rolled her window down to talk to someone.
So she stopped to help?
Well, her mom noticed that her bumper was scratched.
Oh, maybe she hit something.
They think that she was hit in two.
Oh.
And so she rolled her window down for that purpose.
Yeah.
And then was taken.
So it was obviously a man, because...
Yes. Well, that leaves you to suspect.
Well, I don't know.
Bitches are crazy too, Gene.
That's true.
So...
Bitches are more crazy than guys anyways, usually.
Yeah.
Usually.
And there was, like, a couple local people, because it is a small town, at the Walmart. So there was a couple creepers in there that night that they were like, well, it could have been that dude.
Walmart.
It is Walmart.
You get petted. So.
Oh, dude, my friend, there's this lady that works there. She's a sweet lady. She's as old as my mom. I'm not going to fuck around, beat around the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter is absolutely gorgeous, okay? And this little, beautiful, amazing little angel is graduating high school early. She has a... Dude, she's amazing.
She's awesome.
She's pretty much the greatest thing in the world. And she works at Walmart. And she's graduating school early. This whole big thing. She, one night, went out on her break, and she was parking where you're supposed to park, way out in the fucking boondocks, clear over by Panda.
Mm-hmm.
And some lady, thank God, observed some dudes in a vehicle watching her. And watching her for way too long.
I remember you telling me about this. Finish your story.
But, like, watching her way too long. And thank God that lady got that feeling in her stomach. Like, this is not okay. This is not
Didn't you say it was that girl's whole lunch break?
Yeah.
Isn't a lunch break 45 minutes?
An hour.
60 minutes.
They sat there.
And that girl in the car didn't notice somebody watching her?
No, because they were in whole different spots.
Mm. Oh, the lady,
the lady saw them over. They were parked over by where this stranger was, and like so, when the sweet little baby girl got out of her car, the lady went in with her because then a gentleman got out of that vehicle and was going in behind her as well. So like, Walmart is a scary place. It's not to joke around. You really. There are people that do become attached to you. I have those people.
Mm-hmm.
I had people lie and say they were my family members and leave me shit. And I have no idea who they were. But, like, you know what I mean?
Mm. Oh, like creeper people. Not even, like, Pete.
No. Mm. Like, these are people that they just see you so often that they just feel like you guys are friends. You know? Because a lot of people, to this day, do hang out in the Walmart.
I've gotten a creepy note on my windshield before.
Dude, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, people live there, and they live outside of it. And, like, I've gone to work in the morning, and there's some random dude sitting out there by a trailer smoking a cigarette like a horror movie. And I'm like, oh, good morning, sir. This is where I die. So, like,
you Walmart's go park on the scary. Other side.
Honey. No, I park right up by the door. I don't even care if management listens to this shit. I don't fuck around.
Yeah.
Like, no, I am right.
You're right there. You are a cute female.
I am right there. Yeah. I am seen by all camera. I am seen by all. I don't fuck around. But, so, sorry, we really, like, went on a tangent there, but the store was just not safe. Her store is safe. Okay, it's not the store's. The characters within the store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. Sorry. Like I said, her window was halfway down. The bumper was scratched up. So 4 days after she's been missing, on September 30th, her body was found in the rural Brown County. She had been raped. And what makes this super sad, even though she is 18 years old, is she was saving herself for marriage. She was a virgin when all this horribleness happened to her. Mm. That was her first and last experience. Mm-hmm. And that's horrible. That's horrible. Well, it's horrible, virgin or not virgin. It's horrible.
It's just, but it's different for a girl because
it is.
When you make that commitment to yourself, mm-hmm. and you're proud of yourself like that.
I could only imagine.
Yeah.
That's soul crushing all by itself, right there. So that sadly happened to her, and one of her friends from the store, they videoed her, and that's like one thing that she said still like bothers her to this day, is knowing that she was saving herself for marriage and they stole that. Mm-hmm. And they not only took her life, but like horribly
wrecked her.
Yeah, destroyed her. Ugh, so horrible. And that she was strangled with straps. What are those things? Overalls?
Suspenders?
Yep, suspenders and a shoelace. Was found tightly wrapped around her neck when they found her.
What?
Mm-hmm. She was somewhat naked. Like, all her clothes were, like, pulled down.
Uh-huh.
And her shoes were missing. Her shoes and her socks were missing. And so that was kind of weird.
I guess it's harder for them to run if they don't have shoes and socks.
I guess. And so they put that out on in the media that, like, these items were still missing. So if you come across, it was a pair of Nikes, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were newer. It was a newer pair of shoes. And so they were like, if you see these Nikes on the side of the road, let us know where you find them. Some lady happened to stop at an outdoor bathroom. It's called Otterberry, the Fish and Wildlife Park area, couple miles away from where her body was found, but that lady stopped at that outhouse, the outdoor houses, things where they're like porta potties, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
The shoes were in there, and she saw the shoes, and she remembered thinking to herself, why do you throw away a good pair of shoes?
Yeah.
And when they pulled the shoes out of the shit, one shoe had no lace.
Mm.
The other shoe had laces, the other shoe did not. So, on November 6th, 1997, the police found that, so it went cold for a while, obviously, from September to November. It's a great deal of time.
Yeah.
And the only reason that we find out about who it is because his brother, he ends up saying some shit. And that's what leads us to this guy. And so, like I said, November 6, 1987, the police took Michael Dean Overstreet of Franklin County into custody as a suspect in her murder. His charges were officially filed against him on the 10th of November after speaking with him. Many of the hundreds of tips received by the hotline that they set up,
mm-hmm.
were for Overstreet.
Oh.
So, for some reason, everybody was like, y'all know he's done did it. And so, that was... And their big break was a statement that he said to his brother, Scott. Scott Overstreet told the police that he met his brother early on the morning of September 27th, that's my husband's birthday, of 1997, and Michael told him he had grabbed this girl. The brothers drove to a camp in the Otterbury, that's a, I like southern places, mm-hmm. sorry, where Scott left Michael and the girl. So his brother drove them out there and left them there, him and her. Which is shady. Several of her belongings were found near and around the location because he did spread them out. The county prosecutor, his last name is Johnson. The Johnson County prosecutor. Wow. There we go. I was trying to say it wasn't a last name, and then I forgot in my head that it wasn't a last name. And so I almost was like trying to describe a person.
Yeah.
And it's not.
It's a town.
Yeah. How cute. I want to live there. That's my last name. I want to live there. I want to live in Johnson County. Okay, sorry. Lance. Hammer. Hummer. Hammer?
Hamer.
Hamer. Hamer. He decided to seek the death penalty against Overstreet.
Oh.
Because there was semen found on her thigh.
Which matched him?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
It sure did. The charges for Overstreet included rape, civic misconduct, with connection of a murder, which is a felony. On January 5th of 2000, his four children went before a judge and asked that judge to allow them to change their last name to their mother's maiden name. The request was denied because their dad had not yet gone to court or been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge was like, you guys are just being dicks. Don't. Which, it's their right to be a dick. So he should have just let them change their fucking name.
It's true.
After the trial was over, the judge ruled the rights of a single mother outweighed those of an incompetent father and granted the name check, the name change. So we had to wait for that whole thing. And he's just really a douche, I guess. He's always been just in the town. He's like the low guy.
Oh.
He's the weirdo. That everybody's like, he always is just creepy as shit.
Mm-hmm. Something bad happens, he's involved.
Yeah.
Man.
So his trial began on May 1st, 2000 in Johnson County. His defense had asked for a change of venue, but the judge said no. The judge had been chosen in Clark County to hear the case. And on May 13th, jurors found Overstreet guilty of all charges against him, and on May 18th, recommended that he receive the death penalty. The Johnson Superior Courthouse Judge Kathleen S. Emerks, sure, agreed, and on July 31st, sentenced him to Indiana's death row. Her brother was on here on this story about her, about Kelly, and he has the prettiest blue eyes. It's a side note, it doesn't matter. And I even put that in here, side note, not relevant, but gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And her poor mom. So, and he's on death row to this day. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been executed yet. So, we'll see what happens there. But that's just, when I heard her story, I watched that episode like twice. I think it's because I miss Walmart. I don't know. But it's super sad too, because I always think about that leaving work. You never know the person leaving the store behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really a coincidence they have to take the same many turns as you do? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I always think that when I'm coming home, I'm like, why are we turning together? Like, I don't know you. I'll fake it. Dude.
Where are you going?
I'll pull into some random ass driveway. I ain't even about to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I get scared, I do. When I used to go on space cruises in my youth, and for anybody who doesn't know what that is, it's when you drive around and smoke marijuana cigarettes.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah.
AKA jizoints. Spliffers. But anyway, me and my friend, we would go drive around and I would get paranoid and scared.
And pull in somewhere?
Yep, and pull in like a random driveway. And then I'd remember that like I'm not supposed to be here after like a second. And then like someone would go to like their drive, like the window, and I'd like do like the like the drive thing where you like raise your hand and you're like, thanks. I would do that to them while they sit in their home like a weirdo. I'm like, I'm just leaving, stranger. Hi, how are you? And then we'd go drive around the cemetery where I felt safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's.
You have to be careful.
Dude, everywhere you have to be careful.
Yeah.
And like right now, like the way that everybody is, it's just super scary. So I just wanted, this story is just mainly to just remind everybody to be vigilant.
Let's be on guard.
Just be aware of your surroundings. If you're by yourself and you're a woman, even if you're a man, dude, you ain't gotta be tough. If something happens, you do not have to be by yourself anywhere with a stranger in a vehicle in an area.
Mm-mm.
At all. And I just want to remind people, you don't have to pull over for police officers. If you're a woman and scared by yourself, you can call dispatch and make sure it's a real officer, and they'll dispatch you through to the officer behind your vehicle so that you can feel safe in pulling over.
Mm.
So, just so everybody knows, it's just scary. And yes, this was back in like 1995, but still, it's just, it's the way of the world.
Well, and just the small town feel.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think it's going to happen here, you don't think it's going to happen to you. Back in 95, 96, that was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, it was so cute when they were doing, like, the little town stories. They're like, I met my husband at the Walmart. I met my husband at the Walmart. Like, it's just precious.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who met their spouses working at the Walmart.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That poor girl left her work happy as fuck. Happy as hell. Like, her boyfriend said that they had, like, plans. He even had to go through, like, the whole testing and under scrutiny and all that nonsense. So, like, I don't know. Just be aware of where you are at all times, especially my Walmart people and all that kind of stuff. Because people are crazy and they take it out on employees when
mm-hmm.
it's not employees' fault.
They're not hiding toilet paper in the back to...
I would stash it, but that's just me. I'm a dick. But
don't get crazy.
I would. That's one thing my husband was like, I don't like the fact that you're not at work, because, like, I can't just get everything I need. Because I would if I was there. Trust and believe, the minute it was put out, I would get my own. I'm just saying, if y'all are going to be crazy,
mm-hmm.
won't get me my top ramen before y'all get nuts. So, yeah. That episode, it's a good show. There's obviously there's eight other episodes. They're all really, really good. They really are.
What is this season called?
What is the show called?
Yeah.
It's called Murdered by Morning.
Murdered by Morning.
Yeah.
Mm.
And like, her family knew, dude. Like, you know when that person's supposed to be home and they're not home. And, like, I can't even imagine back then, because you can't call them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's, not everybody has that honking-ass cell phone that mm-hmm. you carry around in the briefcase.
That's when you split up and one person has to stay home and go through mental hell while the other person gets to go drive around and look.
And it's, yeah.
And
it's
then
so
you
sad
wonder when to call the police.
The boyfriend and his mom were like, well, damn, dude, we went left and she went right.
Well, it's not their fault.
We went home, she went home.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened between there and there. And it's just horrible.
And she lived with her mom. And
yes, she did. And she was going to school to pay for college.
Oh, wow.
And all that nonsense. And she had been working since she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
She was very responsible. So this was like when she didn't come home. It wasn't like, oh, Kelly's out being Kelly again. It was like, no, something's wrong with Kelly. Where is Kelly? She would not do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad the police took her family seriously, and that, unfortunately, stories like Kelly make it to where now police are more willing to believe, because poor innocent souls like Kelly have had to lay that mark.
Yeah.
For everybody else. So, And I guess her store even implemented, like, a safety rule and, like, everything, too. And
after it happened?
Yeah, after it happened, about, like, people... Because she worked the night shift. Mm-hmm. And so she was there till they closed, mm-hmm. until late at night. And so they made it a rule that, like, it was, like, a buddy system or, like, something like that, where you had to... You couldn't go by yourself and leave by yourself. But that's just it, is you can do everything at a store, but that doesn't stop some asshole down the road from mm-hmm. hitting you and killing you, running into your vehicle to trick you, to stop you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This world is just too nuts, so just everybody just needs to be careful and be mindful of their situations.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. If you don't have to leave, don't leave. Stay safe, especially right now. Tell motherfuckers calm down. Stay low.
I know. I just want to have a Monopoly marathon or something.
Get the phase 10 out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll teach my daughter phase 10 so I have someone to play with.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Well, like I said, I mean, it's I don't even know when the spring break is. Probably won't go back to school until April.
Fuck off.
Seriously.
I can't keep up with that. Dude, okay, so people out there, this is just an eye-opening experience for me, hurting my leg. And I've said this every week, and I've done, like, a little pity me thing on it. But, dude, I shit you not. I grew up in a wrestling room my whole life, okay? And there was always this mom who only had a left leg. Right? And her life, that woman, I never once in my life was like, oh, she has a hard life. She was always badass.
Yeah.
She had, like, the little crutches things, mm-hmm. and dude, she'd mop. And she'd go up the bleachers, and, like, she'd be on the mat, and, like, she'd just pop up, and, like, hop up, and, like, go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of time it took that woman to get that power is amazing. I am not a weak individual. I am not. Like, I'm just simply not. And only having the ability to use one leg is fucking stupid. Especially having it for 29 years, yeah. And then someone telling you can't touch, don't, it's not there, is insane. And I'm getting scared because April 2nd, I can put weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the lucky day where I can start learning to walk again. And just the fact that he said it like that, and that's really what I have to do, is learn to walk again, is blowing my fucking mind. I cannot keep up. I hated when they were sick. Oh, but bless me, bro, because I was like, fuck, they haven't moved. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my daughter the other day, here's a parenting's corner. We'll switch it from murder. You guys can laugh at my life because this is what I deal with my fucking bum leg. My baby, who's two, who mm-hmm. worships Satan. She does the circle and the candles and the chants and everything.
Oh, she does. God, she does.
I hear her do it all the time. She's insane. Well, she covered my floor in lotion once.
Oh, you told me that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then I'm out here trying to pick up lotion, slipping all over the place with my dumbass leg, right? My six-year-old's freaking out because she's like, don't fall. And so I'm fighting with her because I'm like, hey, I wouldn't fall if you'd come over here and fucking help me.
Yeah.
You know? So then it turned into a thing where they all started crying. And so my kids cry to make it to where they have to leave because I can't handle it. And they know it. So they're like, if I just come do a couple whiz, she'll kick me out. So that's what they do.
Go cry in your room.
Yep. And so yesterday I came up. And this is, what, today's Tuesday? Yeah, so Monday. Good old Monday. I came up with an idea of getting my mother's computer chair mm-hmm. and putting it under my bum leg, giving me wheels so I can go super, super fast.
Yeah.
So that I can start doing things around my house because I love my husband, but he just doesn't do it like I would do it. So I just want to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because my shit's getting fucked up before my eyes and it's driving me nuts. And... I can't use them anymore. Anyway, my husband says it's scuffing the floors. I don't believe him. We'll argue about that later. But I was folding laundry, mm-hmm. and then I realized that my house got, like, murder quiet. where I thought I was alone. And when you have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old in a home, that should never be your feeling.
No, unless it's 3 unless in the morning. Unless they died.
Or that. I always think they're dead. I don't know why. I have a major fear that I'm going to find them dead. But, like, it was super quiet. And so I come out, and I'm, like, gimping along, right? And I'm, like, screaming their names. My oldest is like, I'm right here, Mom. I'm not doing anything. And so I was like, well, where's your sister?
Oh, that's not suspicious.
Yeah, and the way she said it, I was like, this bitch is lying to me right now. So I was like, where's your sister? And she goes, my sister? Well, I don't know. Walked right to her. She went from the living room to the kitchen, walked right to her, and goes, Mom, wait till you get in here. And I'm like, well, just tell me so that I don't have to go in there. You know what I mean? I'll retreat right now. Just tell me. My baby had painted herself from the top of her head to her toes and my floor in washable paint, thank God. But paint everywhere. And my baby, who's 2, starts lying to me. I said, Squish, what did you do? And she went, nothing, sister did it. And I said, so Sissy painted you? And she goes, yeah, Sissy did all of it. Sissy in big trouble. She's fucking 2. And she's automatically like, no, dude, sister did this, not me. You go in my kitchen, all you see is sweet, adorable, small little handprints and little footprints. I can't carry her. Mind you, bum leg.
Yeah.
Cannot do it. So she has to walk to the bathroom. So then there's footprints from the bathroom, from the kitchen to the bathroom. And then I have to bathe her. And it turned into a whole thing.
And what was the tone about with Maisie then? Did she just watch Natalie?
She knew what she did, and she didn't want to get in trouble for it, so she retreated to the living room and abandoned the baby. Because she's smart. And she just did that, I don't know what she's doing. Oh no! Is what I got.
Because if she rats out, I would have fucking killed her. Go punch her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my baby dishes do get punches in my house. My baby don't play. But, like, yeah, dude, it was crazy. And so I was, like, mopping and trying to, like, clean it off my floor. I still have to go wash cabinets and sit on my caboose and just scrub some cabinets down. But thank God it's such dark paint, you can't see it. But, yeah.
1 part bleach, 9 parts water.
My children are just using this time of my crippledness to be major assholes. So everybody just think, you guys might have corona, but I have 1 leg and I'm fighting a 2-year-old, so fuck off. My life's harder than yours. Pray for me. That's all I gotta say. Pray for me, be vigilant, stop buying toilet paper, and yeah.
Stop buying toilet paper.
I guess. Anything you need to say, Jean? Oh, fuck. Is it raining? It is raining again.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the same thing. I think people need to just take a deep breath, calm down. I guess we should all take our temperature more.
Sure.
But I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't even know what to say. It's just, I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think Miss Dable is correct. I don't think this pandemic is... I mean, I think the media has created a lot of fear and a lot of scare. And this is the most news I've kind of partially watched.
We got the outbreak going on my TV. It's casted by 2020. ABC did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing on the outbreak. And they talk to a bunch of people that do have it,
mm-hmm.
that are quarantined in their homes. And so it's insane. And I like it because it freaks me out. Because I'm already in my home, so. And, like, my sister just moved here from Washington.
Uh-huh.
And she is obviously a divorcee. Well, not obviously, but obviously. But, like, I'm like, I'm sorry, my ex-brother-in-law doesn't deserve to not see his children, but, like, hell no, you're not sending my nieces to Washington. No! Washington is gross right now. Sorry, Washington, but y'all are infected as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
last time I looked a couple days ago, it was at least 500.
Isn't it West cases? Virginia still that's, like, by themselves, and they're the only people that don't have any reported cases? Stay strong. But, like, it was us and them, and mm-hmm. we fucking failed, because we're obviously gross Idahoans. We failed. But, ew. And, like, they tell, like, if everybody's so scared, why are you all together in a store? There should be no one in that store. Like, if you guys think about it hard. Is toilet paper worth the risk of corona?
Well, I saw one store in
Corona 19
in Driggs or somewhere. They have, like, on Wednesdays and Fridays what they're doing to kind of help reduce spread and worry and panic is for, like, from 8 to
like
11.
Age groups? Shut up.
No, yeah. Yeah. And they Cute. Have people with compromised immune systems and elderly folks, and they're the most at risk. They go into the store first, and then at 11 o'clock, the rest of the people...
I don't think everybody understands how disease works. But that's cute. I like that everybody thinks that that's magical.
Well, it's keeping, the people that are
down.
More susceptible yeah. to die. You know, honestly, I think if coronavirus
it, yeah.
just sounds like...
There's no way to sanitize the store.
We've all had that flu, where yeah. we feel like we got hit by a truck.
Just got over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, literally, my husband was shivering. It was so sad. He was so sick. And poor guy. It was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. But anyway.
Did you put socks on?
No. No. I sat there and stared at him a lot with, like, hate.
You're frustrated. But it's not hate. You're just frustrated.
No, it was hate. Because I can't do anything. Like, I can. Obviously, I'm not fucking incapable. It's just very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then my child wants to get paid for every little adoring deed she does to get a Snookums or some shit. Is what we're earning money for right now is a Snookums. So I don't know. But that's a...
What's a Snookums?
I don't know. Oh. Some YouTuber has it, and so she wants it. So in order for her to get it, she has to earn the money. That's just the way.
That's the way life works.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's pissed off that I won't front. She's like, just give me the money beforehand and I'll pay you back.
That doesn't work.
I was like, you're six. What do you know about fronts? Get out of here.
Yeah, that never works. My kids owe me about $5,000 if that actually
came in. My mom used to keep track. What a dick.
She's smart.
I never got paid.
You're just mad that you didn't
do it. And that's exactly how I looked at it, was you're my mom. Why am I paying you?
Did you borrow cash, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to pay cash back.
Okay, but I took care of your kids. I didn't get an allowance as a child. I wasn't permitted an allowance. We were the damn Brady Bunch. There was too many. So, if I get a couple hundred from you, I'm looking at it as back wages. You might look at it as a loan, but I look at it as reimbursement. So, we have two different views. My view always wins, though, because I don't pay her back.
Yeah.
It's my side of the story, though. So, yeah. Get at us on Twitter. It is what it is, 208, because that's where we're from. On Facebook, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. On YouTube, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. And on Instagram, it is what it is, pod19, all one word, all together, smushed together.
All together now.
All of it.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah. Oh, and keep up the sweet reviews on the YouTube. You guys are nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was a couple of nice ones. We made someone's day, so that made me happy.
Good. But, love yeah. it when we make people smile.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, you guys, don't die or get infected or...
Stay strong.
Yeah, don't be gross. Bye.
Bye.